Kohanim. Now, therefore, the question being that we're going, it's a little bit off the topic, but being that this parasha deals with giving the service of the Kohanim and the service of the Levim, especially Levim, is there a mitzvah to reciprocate by giving them honor, giving them kavod? Now, this is a very interesting topic because the Torah does not anywhere say that we should give honor to Kohanim. The only mitzvah that we have with regard to Kohanim is the ki dashtoi. The ki dashtoi means you shall sanctify them. Now, the word kodesh does not literally mean sanctification. The word kodesh means designation. Like a kodesh, a man who has been designated for the purpose of averos, or a woman, a kadesha, a woman, a zayna. It's called the kadesha. So we see the word kodesh is used in the context which is anything but holy. So how could we possibly use that word? So you'll tell me because one word, it's not such a kasha. You'll tell me that one word.
Does it mean separated?
It means to be set aside. Right, to be set aside. Harad mikudesh asli, you have been designated to me. Now, the truth is, it's not necessarily, it's not the only translator. The word kedusha, according to some of the commentators, indeed means holy. But it's not a contradiction to the fact that a woman who is set aside for zinus is called the kedesha, and a man likewise is called the kodesh, because one word can mean its opposites. Every word, if you manipulate the nikud, what?
Chesed
is the ultimate kindness, and it's the ultimate act of disgrace. Of disgrace. It all depends on how you, on the context, and how you manipulate the nikud. Yiskol, yisokel, yishrosh, yishareish. So maybe kodesh indeed means sanctity, but there's a price to pay. Every time you have a word, it always could mean its opposite. Especially when you change the nikud, or even when you don't change the nikud at sometimes. Therefore, a kodesh or a kadesha means something, someone who is contaminated, a human being who represents the extreme opposite of sanctity, someone who's depraved, who is contaminated, and their contamination has been proven in the fact that they engage in averos that the Torah says is an abomination, things which are clearly forbidden. That's one approach. And indeed it means sanctity, or it means being depraved, something who's contaminated, an extreme version of contamination. There is tumah, and then there is something called the opposite of kedusha. The opposite of kedusha is worse than tumah. It's even the more extreme version of tumah, because one word can go both ways. However, most of the commentators do not learn like that. They learn the word kodesh that we use in regard to holy matters is a borrowed term. Kedusha means set aside. When it comes to holy matters, we set aside things for serving Hashem. The Beis Hamikdash is kodesh. It's a place, it's a location, there are objects, there are people that are set aside from this world. They've been separated from the mundane activities of this world and been designated to serve Hashem. You can take the same word and you take a human being and you can set him aside from normal society and he's set aside to do averos, a kodesh and a kadesha. By Kohanim, it does not say anywhere that you should give honor to Kohanim. It says that you shall v'kidashtoi, in Parshas Kedoshim, you shall sanctify. You shall sanctify the Kohanim, which means set them aside. Now, what does that mean? So we know that we give the Kohanim the first aliyah. We give the Kohanim benching. We give the Kohanim all the chof dalet manos kohuna. That's not necessarily giving them honor. That is setting them aside. By giving the Kohen the first aliyah, we are showing that he's different. That's not honor. What? So you can look at it. You don't have to say it's honor, because the Torah does not give us a mitzvah to give honor.
He's getting something that I can't get, so I'm honored.
That's not necessarily honor. Person who, Rahman al-Islam, goes to prison, so he's getting something that no one wants. Right? Is that called honor? He doesn't know who. No one wants to go to prison. So why is this fellow going to prison? Oh, he's being honored. He's getting something. He got a 30-year sentence. He got a 30-year sentence in a maximum security prison. That's called an honor? That's an honor? That's not honor. You know, it's not. It's not an honor. He's getting something unique. He is set aside. The way that we show the Kohanim are set aside for the service of Hashem, we give them the first Aliyah. It's not necessarily an honor. All the things that we do to the Kohanim is not necessarily an honor because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to give a Kohen honor. When a Kohen walks in the room, do you stand up? You never heard a halacha, you have to stand up for a Kohen. Standing up is an expression of honor. Does it say anywhere in Shulchan when a
Kohen... You see, the Gemara, the first one is a Kohen. Reish HaMadabra. Yehuda was Reish HaMadabra. They gave him the first one to speak.
To speak? Public speaking.
Yeah.
Public speaking. But when it comes to laning, anyway, Shiva Kruim, there are seven aliyahs. We're running out of time very quickly. There are seven aliyahs. There are seven aliyahs. Every word of Torah is chashuv. When it comes to public speaking, people's attention span. So who gets to speak first? So the Rosh HaMedabrim, not necessarily a kohen, whatever it is. Being first is not necessarily considered to be an honor. Because anyway, we have to learn seven aliyahs, and every word of Torah is just as chashuv. The way we show that he is set aside is we give him the first aliyah. It happens to you, right? We're saying it was that in society happens to coincide many times. What we perceive to be called set aside is perceived as being an honor. That might very well be true, but we have to keep in mind that that's not what the Torah requires of us. And the proof is, you've never seen the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that when a Kohen walks into the room, stand up. You have a 13-year-old kid, he walks in, he's a Kohen. He can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Yom HaKippurim, there's no one else. So stand up for this little kid. No, I'm not standing up for him. He's a 13-year-old kid, but he's a Kohen. There's no halacha to give honor to a Kohen. There's a halacha to recognize that he has been designated to serve Hashem, to do things that we cannot do. Just like you designate a criminal to go to prison, he's going to do things that we do not want to do. So, Allah Havel, Elif Alfa Avdalis, Kohen has been designated to do things, very holy things for Hashem, but does not mean that we have to give them honor, because it's not what it says in Torah. Now, I just told you is what most of the commentators say. However, the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam writes, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Mishneh Torah, he writes, Shetzivanu, Hashem commanded us, lichabed, to give honor, lezera aron, ulinosam, uleroimimam, and to exalt them, to raise them high, naso, that's the sixth parsha, naso, it's rosh, levim, ulinosam, uleroimimam, vinosim madregosam, madrego, koidemes, rishoina, and you have to elevate them to being number one. The Ram clearly says that you're supposed to give them honor. Now let's even go further. Over here in this wonderful Sefer, Oitzim Achmadim, he takes note that in the entire Mishneh Torah, now I don't know what it does with Kibbutz Avoim, there's a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avoim, so you have to see how he refers to that. But there are only three places where the Rambam says you are supposed to give honor. You give honor to the king, you give honor to the Kohanim, and you give honor to Dayanim. Basically, parents, it bothers me. What about parents? So I guess let's put aside parents for one moment. Let's talk about people who are not the mitzvah, the rice, the obvious mitzvah. Not besides the obvious mitzvah of Kabed, Esavicha V'yasimecha, even though people tell me today that you don't know what you're talking about. And look at the Aseres HaDibros. In my Aseres HaDibros, it says, Kabed, Esbincha V'yaspitecha. Where were you born? Kavdes v'chav yasimecha? Is that what it says? Kavdes v'chav yaspitecha, no? Okay, it's a joke. No one's laughing. For a good reason.
30 years ago,
we might have. So we have over here, the Rambam, besides
what
the...
What about the
game? I'm not so sure. I don't know. That's what bothers me. I'm just reading. I didn't have time to go look it up. But over here, the Rambam says there are three places where the Rambam says you're supposed to give honor. Number one, by a dayon. Number two, by a melech. Number three, by kohanim. And the Rambam used different expressions. By a melech, it says, the nusach is, kovoid godol. By kohanim, he says the word, kovoid harbe. It's different. The Rambam knows his language. He knows his Hebrew. Difference between kovoid godol and kovoid harbe. And by a dayon, The Rambam says kovod. You give a dayan, nitzavu hatzibur linhoig kovod be dayan. A judge has to receive kovod. A melech linhoig bohen kovod gadol. Kovod gadol noyhagim be melech, and by koyhanim he says linhoig bohen kovod harbe. A lot of kovod. So the Rambam obviously disagrees. He holds that with regard to Kohanim, the word v'kidashtoi, it's a whole different translation according to the Rambam, means to give kovod. And that would be, according to the Rambam, you're supposed to stand up when a kohen walks into the room. When it says v'kidashtoi, it does not just mean to set him aside, it means to give him kovod, to give a kohen kovod. How do you give kovod? He gets the first aliyah. The first doesn't just mean that it's set aside. It means, indeed, it's more chashev. When you're waiting online, it is the old issue. When you're waiting online, so you go into the grocery store, and you're waiting to check out, and on the line there's a kohen. Are you mechuyev to allow the kohen to go up to the front of the line? Okay, you're in the grocery store, you have all people that are shomer Torah mitzvos, they're all waiting online, and there's a kohen in the back of the line. Are the people there in the store mechuyev to allow the kohen to go to the front? So it all depends on how you teach the word v'kidashtoi. If you don't like most of the rishonim, v'kidashtoi means to separate him. You only separate him l'davar shebekedusha. When it comes to an aliyah, when it comes to benching, when it comes to doing a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, and only one person can do that mitzvah, Let's say it's achnasas orchim. Let's say there's a guest that comes into the community, and everyone wants to have the opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of achnasas orchim. Everyone wants to do it. Who has the right to do it first? You're supposed to let the kohen, if he wants to, let him do it because he comes first. Any mitzvah, writing a letter in a sefer Torah. Everyone is lined up to write a letter in a sefer Torah. Who cuts the line? The kohen cuts the line. You know why? Because davar shebekedusha v'kidashtoi mavdil, you have to show he comes first. But when it comes to buying groceries in ShopRite, okay, there's no such thing. It's not davar shebekedusha. There's no. You're not showing by letting the kohen come to the front of the line. You are not showing. You're not in any way showing that the kohen has been mavdil to serve Hashem by letting the kohen go to the front of the line in ShopRite. Same eichlis, or you want to say it's buying sfar? What is he buying? What are you buying? If he's buying, I don't know. You want to say he's buying tzitzis? So he's buying tzitzis because he wants to mekayim the mitzvah, or because just his talus gun smells? Excuse me, I don't mean to be so vulgar. He already has a tzitzis. He already has wearing tzitzis. Buying sfar to learn Torah, maybe. I hear what you're saying. It's a very, very interesting question. I never thought about that. I have to ask someone. Got to ask the rabbi. Behind you, are there kohanim behind you? Is there a din of v'kidashtoi when you're online in a Judaica store, a Sfarim store, you're doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Maybe you're right. Maybe you are right. But according to the Rambam, it appears, we don't pass like the Rambam. We don't pass like this. We pass that you do not let the Kohen go to the front of the line and shop right. In yeshiva, when you're waiting online for lunch, okay, even downstairs, how come downstairs? They wait on their big numbers. Just let the Kohen go to the front. We do not pass like this. When it comes to a line just to do something ordinary that's not in Torah called the mitzvah, there's no din v'kidash. V'kidash means to show that he has been set aside to serve Hashem in ways that we Yisraelim and Levim cannot do. So Chazal, how do you show that when it comes to davar shebekedusha? Davar, because that's what kohanim do. They are in the business of kedusha. Since they're in the business of holy matters, so when it comes to holy matter, let them go first. When it comes to going to ShopRite, they're no different than anyone else. So therefore, they do not cut the line. But according to the Rambam, who disagrees, and the Rambam says something which requires everyone is scratching their head, where did the Rambam get this from? That the word v'kidashtoi doesn't just mean that when it comes to davar shebekedusha, he goes to the front. V'kidashtoi is synonymous with the word kovod. Just like a melech, just like a dayan, when you go into the store and the melech is waiting in ShopRite on the back of the line, the melech goes to the front of the line. That's part of the mitzvah derayis of kavod. Even a Talmud Chacham also If the people have respect the Talmud Chacham, to give the Talmud Chacham kavod, to let him go to the front of the line. There's din of kavod. Kavod Talmidei Chacham. There's din of kavod. Everyone agrees to the din of kavod Talmidei Chacham. If your parents are in the store, okay, there's also, obviously.
You have a zakein, let's say you give
it out. Yeah, a zakein.
You have a
zakein for sure.
You give the kohen first, right?
So that's a very good question. Who gets first? When it comes to a davar, is a davar shel kedusha. When it comes to hakafas, why is hakafas l'charvus not a davar shel kedusha? You're right. You're showing different shuls that do different things. Not every shul do they give the kohanim the first hakafa. In some shuls, they give the rabbanim. They give the talmidei chachamim because the hakafas is not necessarily a davar shel kedusha. It's a minog. You do hakafas. It's nicely. You go around in circles. Who gets the Torah first? That's not davar. You're right. It's not davar shel kedusha. In some shuls, though, they have. I don't know. You asked me very good, but it's not davar shel kedusha. But according to the Rambam, and the Rambam learns that it's a din of kavod. It's a din of kavod. So no, then that kavod means in every dimension of your life, the kohen comes first. We obviously do not pass it like the Rambam because when it comes to matters that are not mitzvahs, we do not give kedima to kohanim. We don't follow the Rambam. Now, what we want to get to is Levim. Now, there's a lot more on this, we're out of time. But what about Levim? Do Levim have a din kavod? Do they have a din kavod? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes, when it comes to tzedakah, there's only one place that me'ikar hadin, a Levi comes first. Now, an aliyah is also true. And the Levi gets the second aliyah after the kohen. The Levi gets the aliyah. When it comes to tzedakah, there's only enough money in the community fund to support a Levi or a Yisrael. A Levi comes first. A Levi comes first, and that even if it means that the Yisrael is going to starve. We're dealing over here in a situation where we're dealing with pikuach nefesh. There's only enough money basically to spare one person. Only one person will survive, and one person may die, actually will die. The Levi comes first. That's the only place we find in halacha where a Levi has kedima, that and as well when it comes to an Ali, we give an aliyah to a Levi, but I'll show you why that's not necessarily a good example. Because that example is because you already have a coin. Let me just get around time. Let me give you the gist. The gist is a Levi gets kavod only when he's together with a kohen. He's like the subordinate to the kohen. The kavod you're giving a Levi, really in essence, is kavod to the kohanim. So when you have kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim, we give kavod to Levim. Why are we giving kavod to Levim? Because the Levi is together with the kohen. So, for example, you have a rav and you have a rav's son. So it's derech eretz in this world that the rabbi's children, they sit in the front with the rabbi, right? The rabbi sits in the front. We have an ish mechubadim. They sit in the front. Yeah. Who sits with them in the front? Whoever their children. What do they do? What do these kids do to deserve the kavod of getting front row seats or getting all of these perks? We're not giving these kids any benefit. We couldn't care less about them. If they would not come with their father, we wouldn't even look at them. As an honor to the father, we also give honor to the children. When a Levi comes to shul together with the Kohen, we give kavod to the Levi out of respect for the Kohen, not because we're really giving respect to the Levi. The kasha to that is that we do find one example in halacha where we give kavod to a Levi even without a kohen. Let's say in the community, in Shulchan Aruch, it says there's no kohen. And you have a choice between a Levi and a Yisrael. Under normal circumstances, the Levi and the Yisrael, there's nothing. If you have no kohen in shul, let's say you have in the Beis HaKnesses, and there's no kohen, who gets the first aliyah? Anyone. Now there is, I shouldn't say anyone, because that there is a topic, there are opinions that say, no, you really should give a Levi. But that's not, we don't necessarily follow that halacha. Basically, the common understanding is when there's no kohen, nisparda hachavila, a Levi, you're no more important to us than a regular Yisrael. But when the kohen is there, the Levi is upgraded. Now take this rule to the rules of tzedakah. When it comes to tzedakah, if there's a kohen, maybe you'll say, so we're going to give life to the Kohen, we're going to give him Tzedakah, and then we'll give the Levi second. But if there is no Kohen, there's no reason why we should give the Levi Tzedakah before we give a Yisrael. And yet the halach in Shulchan Aruch is a Levi has Kedima, even if there is no Kohen. So the answer is, there's a special din by Levi called the Hacha Yosai. It says in the Pasuk, It says in the pasuk by Levi that you're supposed to give him life. Okay, I hope, let me see if I can find the words by the Levi. He has no, and it says that you're supposed to give him life. It's the special gezeres hakasif of. No, there's another pasuk. There's a special gezeres hakasif. You're supposed to give him life. So therefore, the question is, if he's going to die, who's going to live? Who's going to die? Tzedakah is chayim. Person doesn't have enough what to eat. So the question is, who's going to starve? Who's not going to starve? Who will have a better? Who will have more of a chance of surviving? There's a gezeres hakasif of lahachayosai. But other than that, there is no special halacha of giving kavod to a lady. Others want to say the reason.
When we cook, it's my lady nobody takes place.
Then he gives who he's strong. If there is no kohen in the Beis HaKnesses, the first aliyah typically does not go to a levi. Some learn that you're not even allowed to give a levi because people are going to make a mistake. I think the levi is a kohen.
But the prophet said there is a kohen and no levi.
Then you give the kohen twice. Give him two aliyahs.
Yeah, so the levi has some dimensions.
No kohen.
But
if there's no levi, then you have the technical problem. We don't want people to make a mistake. That's a technical problem because if you're going to give the second aliyah to a Yisrael, people are going to make a mistake and think that the Yisrael is a levi. We don't want that. So therefore, we have no choice. We give the coin to aliyahs. But if there is no coin in the Beis HaKnesses and there is a levi, the levi does not go first. Why? Some say because we do not want people to think the levi is a coin. We don't want people to make that mistake. And number two, and this is more a Kabbalistic reason. And that is, we'll end up with this, is that there are three groups in Klal Yisrael. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Kohen is Chesed. Is a pasuk that says, I've got the pasuk, it's a pasuk that equates the Avod of Kabbalah with Chesed. A Levi has the status in the world of Kabbalah as Din, harshness, Midas HaDin. And a Yisrael is Rachamin. You do not want to ever give a levi the first aliyah, even when there is no kohen, because you don't start off with din. B'yoyim b'roy Hashem Elokim es Hashem v'es aretz kohanim or chesed. You start with people who have the midah of chesed. Levi represents the midah of din. You do not want to put din in the very beginning. Din comes second. Then comes raft. You have chesed and din. Then you have Yisrael who are in the massive rachman. What? No. You cannot. Once you give a Yisrael, there's no chance. He loses out. You cannot get an aliyah.
No, levy. Could you give another kohen the second aliyah?
No, you cannot. No, because then, no. You cannot. No, you cannot. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. People are going to make a mistake and think that he is a levy. There's no choice. So he doesn't get an aliyah. There's nothing you can do. You can't solve all the world's problems. Can't even solve your own problems. So you're not going to solve the problem. Because this is the general. Now, the only other place where we find this is a very big mystery is by a bris milah. By a bris milah, noidel l'shimcha, you have a special rishus. And what do you say? It's in the text. Berishus ha-koyhanim ha-levim. In the rishus, by a bris milah, we give kavod to levim. We say Bereshus Tokoyhanim VeHalevim. When you go to a regular meal, Friday meal, when you say Bereshus HaKoyhanim, did you ever hear someone say Bereshus HaLevim? Never. You never heard someone say Bereshus HaLevim. Why do we give the kavod to the Koyhanim? Because they're really the ones who are supposed to bench. It's not kavod. See, even according to the Rambam, it's not a kasha. According to the Rambam, you give kavod. Okay, so then you would say give kavod. According, we don't pass like the Ram. We pass him the key dash that be mavdil him. The reason why you say Bereshus HaKoyhanim is because he's the one who really should be benching, not you. He was moichel on his din to go first, and he let the Yisrael bench. That's all you have to say Bereshus HaKoyhanim. But the Levi, not entitled, you have to say Bereshus HaLevim. What about by a bris milah? By a bris milah, there we say Noidel L'Shimcha, and the Nusach we say Bereshus HaKoyhanim VeHalevim. So some say no, it means the Koyhanim who come from Sheva Levi. But others say no, it means Yitaka giving Rishus to the Levim. And this indeed is a Tzarech Iyim Gadol. Why by a bris milah? There's no really good answer for this. Why by a bris milah are we giving kavod to the Levim? Bereshus HaKohanim, the Levim, the only thing you can possibly say is that a bris milah represents new life. New life, a new baby has come into this world. A new human being has come into this world. By a Levi, there's no din of kavod, there's no din v'kidashtai, but there is a din of v'hachayosai. There's a special din to make sure the Levi stays alive. A Levi does not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it is the duty of the Jewish people to make sure they stay alive because they have no sustenance. We give them Maaser Rishayim. We have to give them land, special the Ori HaLevim, where the Ori Miklat. These cities were donated by the Jewish people to the Levim. So you have to appreciate the difference between a Kohen and the Levi. A Kohen has a din v'kidashtoi. A machlekes the Rambam and everyone else. Is v'kidashtoi din kovoid? Or is v'kidashtoi is havdalah? A Levi, there is no kovoid. There is no havdalah. A Levi has another din. We give him kovoid out of respect for the Kohanim. So when the Levi comes together with the Kohen, then the Levi is always second, not because we really appreciate the Levi, because the Levi is a subordinate to the Kohen. So it's like the Kohen's son. We give him kovoid as well. We give him a little. Maybe this one. The chayuv lo yamusu. By Levim, we give them kavod out of respect for the Levi, when the Kohen. And when there is no Kohen, does the Levi have any rights? No, there's no kavod. There is no havdalah, but there is a din of al-hachayosai, v'chayu. He comes first to stay alive. So maybe that's why by a bris milah, which represents new life, new life has come into this world. When you're dealing with life, then we have to appreciate the one that has kedima in life to live is a Levi, Kohen, and then Levi by a bris milah.
Maybe by bris because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a Levi, he was almost.
Don't say that.
He was followed up by the bris.
By, okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Say.